All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table, or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you, as MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. You can contact the folks at MKR Workshop via email anytime at mkrworkshop.com. Now, Tampa Bay Buccaneers starting quarterback Jameis Winston is facing a 3-game suspension from the National Football League following an alleged incident with an Uber driver back in March 2016 in Arizona. Now, the NFL began to investigate this matter in November of 2017 when a female told BuzzFeed that Winston reached over and grabbed her crotch in the cab, which was outside of a restaurant. Now, Philadelphia Eagles cornerback Ronald Darby claims that he was there and nothing happened, while the woman and her attorney refute those claims. And also a friend of Winston said that he was alone when this incident happened. Now, the NFL feels that they have enough to go off of this in order to suspend Winston. And I really think that Jameis Winston's career with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers is at the crosshairs, because you look at his image. Several incidents involving Winston when he was at Florida State. Of course, the rape allegations, police were called on him at a Burger King, and then there was an issue at a student union. And you look at Winston, and you just have to ask yourself, does he understand what it takes to be a franchise quarterback in the NFL? And I bring this up because he is not only the leader of this team, but he's also the face of the franchise. And I mean, in 45 games as a Bucs starter, Winston is 18-27. He's thrown 69 touchdown passes, 244 interceptions. And I think this could really hurt the growth of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Why? Because they lost 7 games by 6 points or less last season. So they were right there in a lot of contests. Granted, you know, they did not have another great season. The Bucs have failed to make the playoffs now since 2007. And him not being there for the first 3 games is really going to hurt, because you're looking at the Bucs schedule. They're at New Orleans, they're home for the Philadelphia Eagles, and then they're home for the Pittsburgh Steelers. This is very tough. Why? Because all 3 of these teams made the playoffs last year. And in the case of the Philadelphia Eagles, they are the defending Super Bowl champions. You also look at the fact that the NFC South is one of the toughest divisions in football. Why? Because every team, excluding the Bucs, made the playoffs last year. So if you're Tampa Bay and you're looking to take that next step and you're looking to be a playoff team, everybody has to be all in. And now you're looking at potentially starting the 2018 season with a record of 0-3. And I'll tell you like this, if the Bucs begin this season 0-3, there is no way, and I mean absolutely no way, that they make the playoffs, because then you're still going to have to compete with Carolina, Atlanta, and New Orleans. It ain't happening. Now, the Bucs are going to rely on veteran quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick to get it done. And I mean, Ryan Fitzpatrick's, you know, he's a good guy to have around if something happens with your starting quarterback and you need him for a few games. But I don't think he's going to have enough Fitz magic this time around to get it done. I look at a guy like Winston. He has all of the talent in the world. But the bottom line is he cannot, and I repeat, cannot keep himself out of trouble. Granted, some of the stuff has been ticky-tack in the past. Some of it has been extremely serious as well. But like the old saying goes, one is an accident, 2 is a trend, 3 is a problem. And the Bucs were hopeful that he put these college issues behind him. Obviously, he has not. And I'll tell you right now, if the Tampa Bay Buccaneers do not cut ties with Jameis Winston sooner rather than later, they are really, and I mean really gonna get burned. So folks, this is gonna wrap it up. And as always, I wanna take my time out to thank you for all for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. And now this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.